1. Creating your first map. In this chapter, we are preparing you for your first mind map. If you've never created a mind map before, this chapter will be useful, as it will make sure you know what you are trying to achieve and the types of issues that you may come across. Now, there are some things you should know before you start. So, make sure you listen on, even if you are familiar with mind maps. Before you begin, creating a mind map is not something you should do in every situation. If we understand them, it becomes easier to decide if you should or should not create one. If you want to create a mind map successfully, there are some things you need to know first. You must know your central idea, concept, topic, or thought, and ideally, you should know this before you begin. If you are thinking about creating a mind map, you need to have a central idea, concept, or goal. Without this, you will have no basis for your mind map, as your central idea is your starting point. You need to know the end goal or purpose. You need to have a direction or purpose for your mind map. So, it is important to know the purpose of your map. Ask yourself, what do I want to achieve? You may have a business idea, want to write a novel, or you may even want to plan an essay. Regardless of your reasons, a mind map is a great way to start exploring your ideas or concepts. Be prepared to be surprised. The mind is a funny thing, and it doesn't always take us in the direction we expect. The whole idea of a mind map is to encourage free and radiant thinking. So, when you first start to write your mind map, you might find that ideas spring to mind from your subconscious that you have never really considered. This is a good thing. Radiant thinking starts with a central idea, problem, or concept that prompts further ideas in response. It represents how the brain is prompted visually to think, and how thoughts and ideas can stem from this central idea. For example, if your central idea is a problem, let's say we live in Paris and need to travel to London. We could explore different possible travel methods. That could get us from Paris to London. We know that we can travel by train, boat, or ferry, car, or flights, and this would then prompt us to evaluate these methods further. For instance, we might consider costs, comfort, and speed of each method. A visual map would help us decide what travel method to choose for our journey. And all of this was prompted by a central problem, getting from one place to another. A mind map does not need to be neat. The first draft of your mind map will not be neat. This early planning stage is often used to generate ideas. As mentioned earlier, it is about getting your ideas from your brain down onto the paper. Once you have emptied your mind of your initial ideas, you can always reflect and analyze later. You may decide to remove or add further viable ideas or concepts as you go, which is fine too. Make your diagram work for you. Your first mind map. Your first map will be an array of ideas, so you can think freely and creatively. It should be flexible, so you can swap things around and change its order. When you see the words or images on the page, it will be easier to organize your thoughts. If you use your mind map effectively, it can prompt you, help you explore the pros and cons of ideas and concepts, and assist you when planning and strategizing. Mind maps encourage creative thinking, meaning that your ideas and concepts can lead you in different directions. This tool is incredibly powerful for sparking further inspiration and innovation. When you create your first mind map, make sure you formulate a central idea or concept that you want to explore. Allow yourself to think freely and get as much down on the paper as possible. You should write your central idea in the center of the page, and then draw soft lines or branches from this idea, linking to subtopic ideas. You can also develop a color code and use images too. Mind maps are powerful images that can help us to memorize and develop our ideas. But you must have an idea and concept to work from to start. This is not a magic tool, but it can help you plan, organize, and process your own thoughts, ideas, and concepts while prompting us to improve, develop, and strategize. There are so many uses, as they are useful for note-taking, business planning, story planning, planning for your writing, decision-making, and so much more. If you follow this book and use them effectively, you can expect great things. Problems you may encounter. Mind maps may not be ideal for everyone or every situation. Here are some of the most common problems you may encounter. I'm not good at drawing. Now, we have seen some very pretty, organized, and colorful mind maps, but you do not have to be an artist or a designer to produce this. If you prefer, you can make yours simple, or you can use online pictures and images, subject to copyright laws. When producing your map, color coding is a great way to organize your map, without actually drawing. You can also use an online mind mapping software. I want a perfect mind map. Many people expect to produce a perfect mind map instantly, and this is not always the case when you produce a hand-drawn or written diagram. Mind mapping software can also be limiting, as you have limited control over the design. Your mind map is a creative tool, and it is never going to be perfect on your first attempt. If you want a perfect mind map, you must work on it and refine it. Do not expect a perfect mind map on your first attempt, because you could set yourself up for disappointment. How should I develop my idea? Sometimes we have an initial idea or a concept, but then we are unsure of how to proceed. Start by noting down some simple and obvious ideas and try to allow the thought process to happen naturally. Stick to visual symbols, pictures, and keywords, and try to link related subjects together. You can also put connecting lines between ideas, and remember, this is your creative map, so adopt a personal style of your own. A mind map limits my ideas as it lacks detail. A common issue or roadblock is that you do not have much space to write down your idea. Mind maps are meant to be concise, so you are not meant to write down lots of information at this stage. But this can be used to your advantage. You can narrow down your idea or concept based on this. Training your brain to write less is trickier than writing more. If you go on to write a plan or a strategy, then you will be able to expand your ideas. But at the initial planning stage, less is more. Imagine writing lots of information about a specific product or service you want to launch, only to then find out that you prefer another product or service. Mind maps can help us figure out what ideas and concepts will work before we explore in depth. Say you brainstorm new products and services for your business. You would then end up with a list of products and services. At this point, you can write the pros and cons of your product or service ideas. You can then choose from your list. You can then choose from your list which product or service will be best for your business. Then you would choose a product or service and create a separate mind map exploring this. Mind maps are not limiting as such. They just help you to break down your ideas into small chunks by focusing on one area. They help you narrow down a big idea or ideas into their simplest form. I'm struggling to organize my map. Another common problem is how to arrange and structure your ideas and concepts. If you have a niche process or strategy and your mind map includes many ideas and thoughts, you then need to organize this in a logical order. For some people, this happens easily, but for others, it can be difficult. This depends on the way we learn and process information personally. This book will explore different ways of organizing your mind map and compare the different ways that we learn and process information. This will help you understand the techniques used in visual maps and how to use them effectively. I find mind maps repetitive. Another common problem is the repetitiveness of a mind map. They are not designed to be repetitive, but they do rely on your brain to think of ideas and concepts. If you find you repeat information, maybe you need to take a moment and think, as you may need to change your approach or do some further research. For example, if you want to create one new product and you have an initial idea, your mind map should not discuss products you want to create for your business because you already have an idea. Trying to think of other products at this stage could confuse things. So, the best thing here is to focus on your current thoughts and consider who your product is for, the customer, what your product is, when you want the product to be finished or launched, and why this product is appealing to your audience. Why will it solve their problems? If you decide that this product is not suitable, you could then change your approach once your initial idea is expelled from your brain and on paper. For example, you may wish to consider other products that your business could produce instead. Maybe you need to research what your competitors are doing and the market trends of your ideal client, as this may spark some further ideas. Remember, you should never copy others, but you should use your creative skills to produce your own, unique thing. How to use a mind map effectively. If you want to use an effective visual map, keep it as simple as possible. The mind map provides you a space to detail your thoughts without overwhelming you. When you first create your diagram, it may be best to start with a brainstorm-style map if you don't have a specific topic in mind. For example, if I want to start a business, then I might brainstorm all the different products and services I can offer, because the main thing here is to get every business product and service we can offer down on paper. If we were writing an essay, we could already have a research question, and therefore our mind map is niched to that, and it can be discussed further. The brainstorm style is much more a starting point, whereas the niched mind map is the next stage. Think about your end goal, and use the information in your diagram to organize your thoughts. Think about how your ideas will help you attain this. After all, your mind map is your journey to achieving your end goal. Formulate questions based on your images, keywords, and ideas. Think about who, what, when, where, how, and why. According to a study by Kane, 2001 to 2002, mind maps can help improve concentration, questioning techniques, and they also promote independence. Refining these skills can help in many aspects of our life. It can alter the way we plan, prepare, structure, and organize our thoughts, concepts, and ideas in the future. In later chapters of this book, we will explore different ways of applying the mind map to various scenarios.